The Gemara continues with the beautiful Agaritas in today's Amud Aleph, discussing the Nevuas Nachama, these prophecies of comfort that are connected to what is found in the prophet Hosea. Rabbi Yochanan teaches, Gadol kibbutz galios kam shenivra bo shemayim va'aretz. Great is the ingathering of the exiles, where all the Jews come from their countries they were spread out to throughout the years of exile, and they come home to the land of Israel. It's as great as the day of the creation of the heavens and the earth. There's a pasuk in Hosea, Perek Beis, that says, "V'nikbetzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav, samu lahem rosh achad." They're going to join together those lost tribes that are far spread out all over. They're going to come back together, the children of Judah, the children of Israel, and they will appoint for themselves a rosh achad, and they'll come up to the land. Ki gadol yom Yisrael, great is the day of Israel. And then this is compared to the pasuk, Vayhi er, Vayhi boker, yom echad. So Rashi here explains there was night, there was day, one day, that the gzera shava is on the word yom, which appears in both psukim, that the day of Yisrael, translated in Aramaic as kinishehon, the day of ingathering, is like the creation in Bereshit, it's like the creation of heavens and earth of yom. Maharsha takes us in a different direction. He writes, "Biyom zekamobi yitzir yemei bereishit biyom rishon nivra chomer." On the first days, Rashi explains in Chumash, everything was created in potential on the first day. Everything, all the material was created on the first day. Shehu yesh me'ayin. This was the day where everything was created from nothing. It was a something from nothing. Masha'in came b'shar yemei yitzir. On the other days of creation, nikba l'kol achad surato shakol nivra biyom rishon. So what was happening on the first day is it was called yom echad, because the Yom Echad was, everything had a oneness to it on the first day. But once you had it already on day two, things started to divide and split up. It was only on day one that the Midrashim say, Az haya Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So too, the time of Kibbutz Galios, explains the Maharsha, the time of the ingathering of the exiles, Ye Gadol Pele, will be a great wonder, Ki Ilu Yom Ye Bria Yesh Me'ayin, will be like a creation, something from nothing. The greatness of that moment in history, of that time period in history, where the Jews will return, Dichtiv Be'oto Yom Rosh, and the Maharsha focuses on the other words in the pasuk, the word echad, which is superfluous in the pasuk, is an extra word coming to symbolize that incredible moment. There's another element to Kibbutz Galiot, which I saw discussed in Shaul's Tshuvas Aseh Lecha Rav, Chelek Dalid Siman Ches, written by Rav Chaim David, who studied in Yeshiva Ben Parat Yosef, was born in Yerushalayim in the 1920s. He was a contemporary of Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Ben Zion, Abba Shaul. He writes that for those who see our modern times, in Eretz Yisrael, these days of our contemporary times is the itchalta de geula, is the beginning of the stages of the redemption. Then kibbutz galiot is lemaase bechinat itchalta. Then the ingathering of the exiles represents a beginning, represents the fulfillment of the idea of the beginning of the geula. And just as he explains that the itchalta de geula, the itchalta de geula, the beginning of the geula began, b'derech hateva, it began in a natural way. The whole purpose of it is to begin through the natural way. So too, the kibbutz galiot, if it's going to be part of that itchalta, is also going to be enacted through derech hateva. He quotes the Ramban. He quotes the Ramban on his perush on Shir Shirim. It's miyuchas the Ramban. It's in Paraches pasuk gimel. He says the rishon malchei haumos uva avratzam yelchu le'eretz Yisrael, through the support of the non-Jewish nations. We know this happened in the days of Koresh, when supporting the Jews going back, days of Ezra. That was what encouraged the Jews to go back. Then the Rav writes, Umutar ulailer moz dvarim elig muchuvanim lachatara He says, maybe it was the United Nations decision, Shevila kamaz medin v'aleva v'aliyah gdola l'eretz Yisrael. And that's what enabled and paved the way for the great aliyah that happened in the years following the establishment of the state of Israel. This, he explains, is the deeper idea of gadol. It's not simple and easy. Kamakasha kira me'eretz b'musha sha'adam. How hard it is for a person to uproot themselves from a place where they were rooted in, l'shem klita be'eretz chadasha, to be collected and to be assimilated into a new land. It's difficult from the Am Yisrael perspective to leave one's home and family and cover, but it's also gadol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, yada HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzov v'mabid atzov kol adoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the only way to get the Jewish people out of their lands, they're so stuck in their lands, yibigu yisov v'artzos galusam, v'akashis baruch latzik levanav lora negdam sinas, sometimes has to bring hate on the Jews to push them out. That's the koshi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet this first stage will come naturally and with pain, but there will also be a stage of rachmanim. Hashem yizkenu liros b'geulas Yisrael v'ashleima b'kibbutz galus malei v'shalem.